From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The biggest one-day jump in oil prices ever, a more than $10 a barrel surge coupled with an unexpectedly weak employment report, was enough to give the financial markets a case of indigestion at week's end. Oil closed at its highest level ever, close to $139 a barrel today, after an oil industry analyst speculated prices could be even higher within a month. Daniel Yergin is chairman of Cambridge Energy Associates. He says rather than any one thing, it seems to be market jitters that are playing a big role here.
When you see oil go up $10 in a day or $17 in 2 days, and nothing has physically affected the supply of oil, that tells you that the psychology of this market is very, very nervous.
On the jobs front, the government reported the biggest one-month jump in the unemployment rate in more than 20 years, the unemployment rate rising 0.5% to 5.5% in May. A bill that would cap emissions of greenhouse gases linked to global climate change died in the Senate today. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
The measure failed after backers could not get the 60 votes they needed to end a Republican-led filibuster. The bill would have established a cap-and-trade system aimed at reducing carbon emissions by industries and utilities. Carbon emissions would be capped at 71% below current levels by mid-century. Opponents argued it would drive up energy prices, and the president promised a veto. Though the measure died in the Senate, backers like California Democrat Barbara Boxer looked at the bright side.
Well, this is a landmark day. It's another milestone in the fight against global warming.
The bill supporters say they'll be back next year with a president that supports their efforts. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.
U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe accused the government there of using food as a weapon to ensure President Robert Mugabe stays in power. He spoke to reporters via video conference, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Authorities in Zimbabwe have suspended the work of foreign aid groups, and Ambassador James McGee says he's getting reports that government food aid is being given only to those who support Robert Mugabe. He said opposition supporters have to give authorities their voting card and therefore give up their right to vote in order to get food handouts.
We're dealing with a desperate regime here that will do anything to stay in power.
With just weeks to go before a runoff election, Ambassador McGee expressed concern for the safety of Mugabe's main opponent, Morgan Tsvangirai. The ambassador said he would continue to try to keep a light on the activities of the government of Zimbabwe to deter them from doing anything to harm the opposition candidate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Firefighters in North Carolina have been working to contain what's being described as a massive wildfire at a remote federal wildlife refuge in the eastern part of the state. They say the fire, which is spreading smoke hundreds of miles, has burned upwards of 29,000 acres in and around Pocosin Lakes National Wildlife Refuge. On Wall Street, the Dow fell 394 points today. This is NPR News. Backers of Barack Obama will no doubt be tuning in tomorrow to see what Hillary Clinton has to say. Clinton is expected to officially end her campaign at noon, throwing her support behind the presumptive presidential nominee. The former First Lady is also expected to urge Democrats to unite behind Obama and help him to defeat apparent Republican nominee John McCain in the fall. Obama and Clinton met last night in Washington in what is being called a secret meeting, though some details have emerged. Senator Dianne Feinstein says the meeting took place at her home and went on for about an hour. Presumptive Democratic nominee Illinois Senator Barack Obama made an unscheduled appearance today in his hometown of Chicago. He joined a rally to congratulate the city on being a finalist to host the 2016 Summer Olympics. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold has more.
Chicago was named a finalist for the Summer Games earlier this week, along with Tokyo, Rio de Janeiro, and Madrid. And while the Olympics were the reason for the enthusiastic rally in downtown Chicago, it was Obama who pumped up the crowd. He says the city's diversity is just one example of what it has to offer the Olympics.
Bringing the Olympics to Chicago will be a capstone of the success that we've had over the last couple of decades in transforming Chicago to become not just a great American city, but a great world city.
The presidential contender also used the event to mention his campaign. He says when the 2016 Summer Games roll around, he'll be wrapping up his second term as president. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
The intermonth contract for benchmark-grade crude oil rose $10.75 a barrel today to close at $138.54 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.